tragedy or blessing. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo. Today I talk about a tragedy or a blessing. At first moment, it seems, when I look at the tragedy, it is a tragedy. But, however, I know that whatever appears to be a tragedy, in it is also a blessing. And now we will hear something about the blessing. Well, in Scotland, there lives a family, Clark, and they have a great interest, great eager to go to America, to the United States. So they have two sons, but he, the father and the mother, both go to work and put away as much money as they can afford to for this great adventure to go to America. At the same time, they also study all the literature about America to know a little bit more where to go, what they find, and what they like, and what is of interest to them. Well, it comes a time that they have find out now our two sons are also can come with us, and we have enough money that we can start this great adventure. But what happens? It happens that they have a dog. And this dog likes the little boy, the youngest son, and the youngest son likes the boy. And he takes the last chance, as only 7 days before the departure. And he plays with his boy. And I know that God is in the boy as is God is in the dog. And whatever ever happens is in divine order. Even at the very moment it seems, how can that be possible? But I know that very often an animal has a so-called second sense, is very sensitive to something what will happen. Anyhow, while the boy plays with the dog bites him. It's a big wound. So they go to the doctor gives the stitches, and everything all right. And the doctor is a very responsible person. He knows that when a dog bites a person, and even leaves such a big wound, he has to inform them that they are for 2 weeks in quarantine. For 2 weeks they cannot go out. This means the departure of the vessel is in 7 days, and he cannot leave the house. This means that they have to skip the departure. Well, they are upset, very upset, especially the husband. And he goes to the dock and sees the very beautiful liner, the famous Titanic, taking off. Well, he said, well, what can I do? There's nothing else to be done. We'll see what happens.
Wow.
So this was...
Didn't take the boat.
No, really they didn't take the boat. But this shows that even if it seems a tragedy, that the Titanic hit an iceberg and had enormous damage in the hole, in the hull. So they did not participate. There was something that left this family Clark at home. And now they realized that everything is in divine order. They accepted that their delay of departing for America and everything is in divine order. Very often we prepare ourselves for years and years, save money, make projects, and then at the last moment something changes, something happens. This means that being confident in myself that whatever happens is the right thing for me, and I as the moment I'm ready to accept it, I see also the blessing. Yes, this is true in every experience. And for instance, it may be that the tragedy of the Titanic is a very touching thing, knowing that this beautiful vessel, maybe it was even on his her maiden trip, had such a disadventure to go to drown, to sink. Well, this can happen with everything. But now, without asking why did it happen, it happened. So this is a good lesson, and we will, next time when we build a liner, we take all the necessary opportunities and follow the rules point by point, and we know that the vessel will have a safe trip. Like the doctor, he did not think of, well, they want to go to America, I cannot put them in 2 weeks in quarantine because the dog bit the boy. This would be unfair. No, he stick to his rules. And out from that came a great blessing. And who knows what the boy told to the dog silently, because the dog understood him. And he said, well, I help you. I do something. You stay here with me. Maybe exaggerated, but we never know what the dog can tell to a human being. And this is a story of a tragedy is a blessing. I love you. Bye-bye.